Moreover, in 1959, just over 20 years ago, I was given a year to live. I was told that I probably had a cerebral tumour, and this would get me in a year's time. So I spent that pseudo-terminal year in writing so I could leave my widow or something. So I wrote 5.5 books in that year.
Five and a half books?
Yes, so I got into the habit then of steady application.
Some things obviously come to mind. Mm-hmm. What is it like to hear you're going to die?
Not so bad as you expect. In the first place, you don't really believe it. You know, other people can die, but you don't die.
And in your case, you were correct.
I was quite correct. I felt that there was something fishy about the whole prognosis, but I felt fine. But even if I had died at the end of that year, I would have done precisely what I did then. You know, I used to watch a film on the Late Late Show. Probably you still see it. You don't have time, of course. Betty Davis film called Dark Victory, in which this girl falls off a horse, has a cerebral tumour, and falls in love. You know, it's kind of a romantic, the mists of romance. Yeah. It's not like that, in fact. You have to work that final year. You have to remember there are other people. There's your widow coming up. There's a widow coming up, and she has to be looked after.